Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Don Wirt. Batting second. The left fielder, Gates Brown. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Don Demeter. Batting 5th. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting 6th. The center fielder, George Thomas. Batting 7th. The second baseman, Jake Wood. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Dick McAuliffe. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Hank Aguirre. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Hank Aguirre. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting second. The second baseman, Don Buford. Batting third. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Dave Nicholson. Batting 8th. The catcher, Jerry McNairtney. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Gary Peters. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Gary Peters. And now, play ball. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is called out on strikes. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe misplays the ball. That's an error on McAuliffe. Skowron moves to second. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kaline. Ward reaches second base with a double. Skowron scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, White Sox. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Brown. Hershberger reaches second base with a double. Ward scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson hits a fly ball into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a pop-up towards short. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Nicholson. Wood reaches second base with a double. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a fly ball into left field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Aguirre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aguirre hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Buford catches it and throws to second with Hansen covering, to double up Wood. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 1 in the game. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wood scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 1 in the game. Buford hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wood settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown is hit by the pitch. Wirt moves to second. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaline takes first base on ball 4. Wirt moves to third. Brown moves to second. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter is 0 for 1 in the game. Demeter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to home to get Ward. Brown moves to third. Kaline moves to second. One out. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 1 in the game. Freehan strikes out. Two outs. George Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0 for 1 in the game. Skowron is called out on strikes. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wood scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hershberger takes first base on ball 4. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 1 in the game. Nicholson hits a fly ball into right field. Kalin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Wood hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-1 in the game. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Hank Aguirre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aguirre is 0-for-1 in the game. Aguirre hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward juggles the ball. That's an error on Ward. Don Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ward is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 0-for-1 in the game. McNairtney hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-1 in the game. Peters bunts towards the mound. Aguirre fields it and throws to first for the out. McNairtney moves to second. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-2 in the game. Landis takes first base on ball 4. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-2 in the game. Buford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McNairtney scores. Landis moves to second. It's 3-0, White Sox. Ed Rakow now pitching. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-2 in the game. Hansen is hit by the pitch. Landis moves to third. Buford moves to second. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0-for-2 in the game. Skowron hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Landis scores. Buford scores. Hansen moves to third. It's 5-0, White Sox. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Ward hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hansen scores. Skowron moves to third. It's 6-0, White Sox. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hershberger strikes out. Two outs. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-2 in the game. Nicholson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Gene Stevens now playing center field. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peters fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kaline hits a fly ball into center field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter is 0-for-2 in the game. Demeter is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNaghtney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McNaghtney strikes out. One out. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-1 in the game. Peters strikes out. Two outs. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rakow fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Weiss now playing second base. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-2 in the game. Freehan hits a fly ball into left field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nicholson throws the ball into Weiss, who tags Thomas, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Wood hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Weiss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Hansen hits a fly ball into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Skowron hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards first. Demeter fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hershberger hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-2 in the game. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards first. Skowron scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McAuliffe for the out. One out. Norm Cash pinch hits for Ed Rakow. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash strikes out. Two outs. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wirt takes first base on ball 4. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards first. Skowron scoops it up and throws to first, with Peters covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Sparma now pitching. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-3 in the game. Nicholson is called out on strikes. One out. Jerry McNaghtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNaghtney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McNaghtney takes first base on ball 4. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-2 in the game. Peters hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Brown. Peters reaches second base with a double. McNairtney moves to third. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. McNairtney scores. Peters moves to third. It's 7-0, White Sox. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Stevens takes first base on ball 4. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss strikes out. 2 outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter is 0-for-3 in the game. Demeter takes first base on ball 4. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-3 in the game. Freehan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Demeter moves to second. George Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Wood hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Scourin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and Detroit Tigers, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.